Yeah, good morning. Welcome to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disso. Right. Now, you know that I've been so concerned about what Yomi calls political communication. And yesterday, and you know that I've always talked about the need for the politicians to employ proper professionals to handle their events, their communication, and so on and so forth. Because it's a very, very, apart from it being a vital part of their campaign, it's a very, very sensitive thing because it reverberates across supporters and non-supporters alike, voters and non-voters alike. And you do need professionals to handle that function. We haven't seen any of that so far. From all the candidates, without exception, including the most famous one, even the most famous one needs, to be handled in a professional manner. You know, you professionals who can look you in the eye and say to you, no, you can't dress like this. Sorry, you can't say this. No, this is not a place to go, and so on and so forth. I'd done this. I'd booked Yomi to get him to sit down in one place. It's like a good jack in the box. There are two jack in the boxes. There are good ones and there are bad ones. Like, that's a good mistake, bad mistake. And by sheer coincidence, we had the embarrassing situation that manifested yesterday. By the way, I want to use this opportunity to plead with my colleagues in the print media to be up and doing, to be up and doing in their job, especially for their future individually and for the credibility of their publication, both now and in the future. The reports that you got in the print media about what happened yesterday, thank God for the social media that brought a lot of things to the fore. One would have expected the print media by now, if it was in the days of old, you'd know who those bishops are, you'd have a fair idea where they're coming from, they'll be able to give you a full analysis. But three newspapers I reviewed this morning, Punch, Vanguard and Nation. Nation's own, I can jolly well understand, But even the Nation did better than one of the other newspapers. And we have a fair idea of what could have happened there. How do you explain on their digital copies you had these things and then it's come to print and it disappeared overnight? Your guess is as good as mine. It is my pleasure to introduce Yomi Badejo Okusanya, who is a... I keep mixing them up now. Yeah. Yeah, the president of NIPR.
No.
You've gone beyond that.
I'm the president of the African Public Relations Association.
African, but the head African. Yeah, so you mean the world.
Thank
yeah,
you.
But the way you're going, I wouldn't be that surprised. there's hardly do I talk about public relations practice that I don't get. Your name doesn't get involved. Yomi, I'm sure you're just about worried as I am. I know we had a conversation about, the level of communication. And people will probably be saying, what's your business? Mm. I heard some people were saying, why was I giving the party advice this morning? The reason is very simple. Mm. It's up there. It's amongst us. Mm. Apart from the fact that it affects even our own image as a country, these things are sensitive. This issue of the bishops let me tell you, I don't know if you heard me in the morning, I felt that, could it be that it was an overzealous member of the party that packaged this thing as his own contribution towards maybe without consulting? Or what is more apparent is that it wasn't handled in a professional manner. Mm. And so in the light of this thing that happened, I'd like you to react to this one first, and then we'll go to the other issues that we have at hand.
Thank you, Ewo. And my great pleasure to be here. Anytime you summon me, I will come here. My president in Igbo College has said I should tell you that because you attended for 3 days.
Yes.
You are also an Igbobian.
I slept in Southwest House for 3 days. So it's my first fire.
We take it as a thousand miles. But to the issue at hand, coincidentally, just 2 days, that was on Saturday, I believe, the 15th or the 16th of July, was declared, is the World Public Relations Day.
Okay.
And this is the second annual edition of that day, and it will probably be instructive, or you'll be happy to know that the World Public Relations Day was initiated or convened by a Nigerian, a young man called Adekunle Ayeni, and he has been celebrated all over the world. Very remarkable achievement. Now, why am I saying that? Because of the theme of this year's World Public Relations Day, which says, I'm not sure in what order, truth, transparency, and there's one more. There are three of them.
Okay.
Truth, you know, truth, trust. I beg your pardon.
Yes.
Trust, truth, and transparency. So those are the, that was the theme for this year's World Public Relations Day. Now, when we juxtaposition that, because we must put everything in context when we're talking about communication as a whole, the challenge, what you've always talked about, perhaps without putting it in that context, is you are querying the truth in the communication. You are querying the transparency in the communication. And then you are querying the trust. Because where there's no truth, where there's no transparency, there cannot be trust. And without trust, communication is actually flat. And every time I hear you speak, inadvertently, that's what you are saying.
Yes.
You are saying that where is the trust in the communication that comes from government, political candidates, and so on and so forth. And so what happened yesterday, from what I've read or what I got off the media, again, it's the breakdown of trust. And the biggest PR group in the world is known as Edelman.
Okay.
Edelman. And every year they bring out something called the Trust Barometer. The Trust Barometer. And what it does is that it gauges the trust level of key stakeholders, whether it's business, whether it's government, whether it's media. And you find out that at the end of the day, it is even NGOs, the media and government rank very low, because people no longer believe what comes out of the media. You just said something now. A report came out on online of the same organization,
yes,
and then the very next day, it's off the pages. Yeah. What happened between yesterday and today? Your guess is as good as mine. So you remember Kilobody, you know. So the question here for us is that how much trust? What the Nigerians are complaining about is that there's a trust deficiency between the people and the government. The government between the people and the political parties, between the people even and the media. And that is why we have a lot of false, or what you call fake news or alternative news. Because when people don't trust the source, the original source, it gives room for adulteration. And we're seeing a lot of adulteration happen. What must the politician do? What should the political parties be doing right now? They should be capturing the minds and the imagination of the people. They should be building trust between them and the people, because the reason politics or elections is like marriage. When you say you want to get married to somebody, one of the reasons why you are getting married is because you trust that person to hold your love, to hold your to be there for you, to, you know,
hold your back.
Yeah, he got your back. So instead of our politicians or the political parties spending a lot of time in gaining the trust of the people, we are, or they are, doing what they want and what they think is expedient, which is why when you and I were talking about my coming onto this program, I talked about the communication of politics versus the politics of communication. So instead of the communication of politics happening, what you're seeing today is a lot of politics of communication.
Okay, before we go outside professional have this as a lecture, as far as strategies go, Let's take this one as a case study. Yes. We can't run away from it.
Mm-hmm.
Take it as a case study. As far as strategies go, do you think there was any professional involvement in that decision to bring these people?
Well, I mean, I don't know the minds of the people, but as long as if what the report we are getting is right, that yes. it's false, then it's completely wrong.
Not just that. I mean, these people were caught. We have videos of
exactly.
them dressing up. They, one or two have complained that they were given
shortchanged.
They were shortchanged and, yes. And so on and so forth. Which is the reason why I say that if, for example, an agency, you know, event planning and whatever agency had been told to handle this kind of thing.
Or a consultant.
That, or a consultant. Yes. That definitely wouldn't be part of this.
Exactly.
Strategy.
Because guess what? Public relations is not about spinning. As a matter of fact, we do not agree to the word spinning in public relations. You do not spin public relations. It professionally, it is wrong. So, like, we don't say you launder image. That's wrong. You know, you don't do
it's
that.
A lagbafo.
It's a lagbafo. You understand me? And then let me just engage in a Yoruba proverb. Wani ti iro to ba ti sare fun
ogun odun.
Ti o to ba dide o ma koja or something like that.
Mm.
Let me translate that. What that means that if the lie has been running for 20 years, the day the truth gets up, it will overtake it.
Yes.
And it will always come out.
It will always come.
Sip out. And this is exactly what has happened yesterday. Let me build you trust. What is trust? At this particular event, there were representatives of the Christian community there. We had the bishop of blah, 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 blah. We had the pastor of XYZ, the general overseer of YZZ. So you can build trust. People may hold their views, but there are things that must be done to reinforce the trust. So any time that you're a communication expert and you're working for your principal, at the back of your mind is that how do I build trust between my principal and his stakeholders or her stakeholders?
From the experience of your members, are politicians the easiest clients to handle?
Definitely not.
Yes, because I think they usually have their mindsets and they would see public relations practitioners as magicians who, as whether true or false, are supposed to go handle the mess.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I also believe, even if you look at it at government level, you find that rather than have what I would call strategists, you know, people who are trained in that, just because somebody has been a journalist for X number of years, you think he could jolly well handle the job. What is your agency doing? You're not your agency right now, your association. What are you doing to change this mindset? Because look, the disaster that comes from bad communication doesn't end with the person alone. It, like I said, it can reverberate. Look at this issue of having the churches there. People are now coming up with, oh, if it had been the other side, what would have happened? If it had been some people dressing up like imams and so on and so forth, but what would have happened? You can see. So you can see the damage that could be done and must be well handled. By the way, do you think that the party needs to issue a statement explaining what happened there? Would that be necessary? I'll pay the bill. I'll pay you. I know, you know. Do you think that they would? Because you dodged the question where I asked if you thought, you know, it was planned at party level or it was an overzealous member.
I have been in meetings like this.
Yeah.
It is somebody's harebrained idea.
And I see.
It always is, in the sense that why don't we do this? And like you said, I find out that a lot of our so-called quote-unquote communication experts, they are more tactical than strategic. So they look more at the tactical aspect of it. So somebody says that, oh, guess what? We're having problems with this particular section of the population. They don't agree to what we're doing and so on and so forth. How do we sort it out? Let's do something tactical. And then let's ABCD, what was, you know, probably I'm assuming if all we're reading is true. But I've been in meetings such as this that somebody brings out a harebrained idea and it looks good. So it's not well thought out. And nobody at that moment is considering the fact that it can be injurious or damaging to the reputation of the of the principal and of the party. Now, let me step back a bit, Egmont. Wherever poverty and illiteracy, where it's high, democracy is low. And wherever you find that democracy is thriving, you always see that the enlightenment rate is high and poverty is low. So one of the challenges that Africa, and not just Nigeria, has is the fact that there's a lot of poverty and there's a lot of illiteracy that is going on. So people are gullible. In another clime, something as bad as this will disconnect both the party and the candidate from the audience.
Yeah.
But in our own clime, what would we hear? Omowani
Ejoshe.
Forgetting that, and I'm not speaking particularly to one person.
Yes.
I'm just speaking as a whole that
yes,
if, you know, I heard this from Joke Silva, said something like, and let me use it as a parlance. He said, a man that cheats with his wife will cheat with God. So, but all I'm trying to say is that it's still about the trust. What is the trust quote? And if you trust your people, or if your people, if you want your people to trust you, you will be transparent with them.
Okay, so now am I to infer that maybe in a case like this, the who is not trusting who now, or does it, or is it that the group of persons we're talking about feel they are not trusted, and this is one of the ways to end them is to go through this, this deceitful whatever?
I can tell you part of what could happen. So we are in this situation, and everybody is in a room, and the principal is there, and then somebody comes up with the harebrained idea, and maybe even someone in the team says that's not a very good idea, and they outvote him or outshout him. Why? Because they want to please the principal.
Yeah.
They want to be the one that came up with the great idea.
The idea.
That the principal says, hey, fantastic. So the ideas are not properly distilled. It also has to then do with the structure of communication. You can't run a campaign by the whims and caprices of one person. You need a structure.
Yes.
And that structure should be like a council, so that vets what goes in and goes out. You've been in a newsroom before.
Yeah.
You know, before an item goes out, there are several layers.
Conference at 4 o'clock.
Yes, conferencing, editing, quality. So in our case, because the people who man those positions are not professional public relations practitioners, they do not understand the process of how communication is. Communication is two-way. And the importance, again, I repeat, is building trust. Because once you've built trust, even when you make a mistake, the people are ready to forgive you because they trust you. And I can give you a couple of organizations that have, you know, been in crisis and they came out of it. Why? Because hitherto to the crisis, they built trust. So now what happens is that you find out that the trust quotient would have fallen by, if, again, I repeat, what happened yesterday is true, the trust quotient would have fallen if I am an independent, I may not go in that direction.
Yeah.
Because it then begins to suggest to me, what else is this party or this organization hiding from everybody?
From everybody.
You know, and then, of course, there's a lot of stories. Every political party, there are stories, or every other candidate, let me not even single one out. There are things, rumor milling around them that we all know. But I'm not sure that enough is being done to address those issues.
Yeah, because if you present yourself in public and these issues crop up, I have a fair idea of what you're talking about, and I think my listeners would too. Running away from it won't help.
Because one of the
making an enemy of those who keep bringing it up won't
exactly.
help. It won't help.
Exactly.
What would help is to explain it thoroughly.
Exactly.
If there's any apology to be made, make it, and then we move on.
You know what it's like, Egon? Mm. It's like you shouting your wife down every time.
Mm.
Every time you're shouting your wife down. Mm. Your wife wants to make a comment because you
get
better.
Let's call it. It's like you shouting your wife down. Why did you use me? Why did you say I?
You have been love married much better than
You know, we have one in Dasita we have to do.
Yes, yes.
It's very, very important now. It's very important. I like the damn one.
It was you. You let log back.
We got to take a short break, okay? Okay, and then we'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Daily Digest returns in a moment. You're listening to the home of great talk and exciting conversations.
Many times, I think the word submission used in the context of merit is very ambiguous.
When you eat granola too much, you will get eye problems. Or when you drink garri too much, you get eye problems. Is this true?
Just like you said, these are myths.
He said, women, speak life into your husbands, even when he's not acting right. And I almost threw my phone at him.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
This is Daily Digest with Jimmy Disson.
Yeah, you're welcome back to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disson, and I still have Yomi Badejo Okusanya here, and we are talking about political communication. Now, have you handled a political campaign before?
Definitely.
Oh, you have?
Oh, many times.
So it's not as if the politicians are averse to, you know, using consultants at times like this.
No, they're not. The question here is that the challenge we usually have is that you... let me go back to what I said, trust.
Yes.
So you need a period for you to be able to establish the trust. Just like you trust any brand, when you buy a bottle of Coca-Cola,
you can't say that now.
Okay.
When
you buy a bottle of soft drink,
yes.
You don't look into it. You just pop it open and you drink.
Mm.
Or bottled water. Why? What are you buying? You are buying, actually, there's the intrinsic and extrinsic values of the product. The intrinsic and extrinsic values of product. So what does that mean? What I'm buying is to refresh me, but at the same time, I'm buying the brand. The reason why I go for A instead of B is because I trust brand A more than brand B.
But in the course of your duty, do you find that respect from the client?
We fight for it.
You have to fight for
it. We have to fight because there's a, what do you call it? A courtier of advisors when you are in a political campaign. I've been involved in the national political campaign several times. Yes, yes. Never at the highest of levels. And you find out that there, things can change overnight. So, like, you are in a meeting, and the meeting lasts 2, 3 a.m., a strategic meeting. And then all of you get up, and you agree on something. And then there are 2 or 4 people left behind when all of you get up. And those 4 people can change the course of what all of you agreed. And the last 2 or the last man can even torpedo everything because he's the last person to see the principle. And he will explain to you why that thing should not go the way it is. Now, what you find out is that there's a lot of personal interest. People are jostling for position.
Yes.
So they don't want to speak the truth. Even when he's staring at them in the face. The second thing that, which I believe that INEC has corrected somewhat, in those days, the candidates will come out, will emerge in December, and the elections are in February. So it doesn't give us a long time to be able to determine who. But now it's better because the candidates have emerged in June, and the elections are still not till February. What they should be doing now is they should be distilling the issues they want to deal with. they should be distilling the issues that the electorate are worried about. There's a report that came out about 2-3 months ago and listed what Nigerians are concerned about. And of course, surprisingly, number one is insecurity.
Okay.
Insecurity. So whoever will be our president must be somebody who must be able to address the issues of security. Should we be talking state police? Should we be talking about funding of security forces? Should we be talking about the role of the armed forces in intervention? Should we be talking about terrorism in the land? But those are not the issues that we're discussing.
In terms of tactics,
yes.
Given our current whatever, we should take precedence. We should an action plan or a manifesto. Let me tell you my reaction so that you understand where I'm coming from. We've seen manifestos come in and gone out. We've seen all kinds of things. We all of us now have a fair idea that manifestos are not even usually written by the candidate anyway. Some of them don't even understand the manifesto. But I think that in 2023, just in case you are thinking of, if you have a political client, Nigerians would rather want to see an action plan because we're in a deep crisis. We're in a deep crisis. No, these niceties about this theme agenda and that theme agenda. I would have thought that an action plan to say that, look, when we do take government on the 1st of June, these are the following things we are going to do in the following order. I think that's my feeling. But I'd like to have an argument with you on that. But if you think I'm wrong.
Okay. Sorry to break into you.
Yes.
But every party ordinarily should have an ideological bent.
Should.
So the ideological bent tells you within the parameters of what you can operate.
But they don't have.
Well, even really, if you actually look at them, let's look at what we have here now. Uh-huh. Let's PDP. Talk about PDP. PDP is more capitalist. It's more. You find out that in terms of positioning, when you look at PDP, it's more. You could almost equate them to like the Republican Party, my own estimation, in the sense that they are for free enterprise. Therefore, you know, let you do your business, I do my business, and so on and so forth. So they are more capitalist driven, which is an offshoot of perhaps what you would call the NRC, perhaps what you call the NPN of those days.
Mm.
APC is more of a socialist party.
I don't agree.
Yeah, let me explain why. Listen, why do they call themselves progressives? When you listen to them, they say to you that they are the progressives. What are the progressives?
Well, are we talking reality or what should be?
No, I'm saying what it should be. So when you look at the standings of the party, okay, definitely Labour. We don't need to even argue that should be social welfare socialist party.
Mm-hmm.
So. Within the parameters of each of those, so let's communicate. So, for instance, and you are telling me that I hope you are going to pay my bill for this.
Yes.
So, a PDP can come up and say that by reason of who we are the best for growing the economy. When we were there, we grew the largest economy. We made Nigeria the largest economy because guess what? We believe in enterprise, we believe in people building businesses and all that will support you and so on and so forth. APC comes and says that, guess what? We did trade our money. We're more concerned about the masses. So we're looking for a way to alleviate the poverty of the masses. We are not so much interested in creating new and fresh billionaires. Remember, under PDP, you had the likes of the Transcorp Group, UBA Group. I'm just saying that there was a growth in like even the banking industry.
Mm.
You saw a lot of, you know, that's when those guys really did emerge, you know. Even the likes of the Dangotes and all of that, who are quote unquote capitalists in nature. They were the ones. So PDP pushed that agenda. While APC, we saw what was done with the trader money. Unfortunately, Labour has not been in power anywhere,
yes.
So we cannot judge them, but we can only judge by what
they ran a state. Labour ran Edo State.
No, they didn't.
Wasn't,
no, no, ACN. He came in under ACN, and then he came in
Oshiomhole. Yes.
So you realize that in the sense that, so within those parameters, you can then, so there are manifestos of the parties. And then, for instance, I'm sure you have heard this before, that the three manifestos of the three then political parties, which represented AD, PDP, ANPP, was written by one person.
One person, yes.
Bola Ige. So there's a lot of similarity in that. But if you look at the, if you read the manifesto of PDP, if you read the manifesto of APC, you will get a sense of where the party should be. So it is from there that the communication must start. Because what do we represent? And stand by what we represent. Mm. Now, does it give you room for maneuverability? Oh, yes. Because even when you talk about, you have people who are center-right or right-right or left-left or something like that, you know? So I think that because before we begin to talk about the tacticals, so right now, the basic principle of branding, which is differentiation, does not exist with any of the political parties. They are, especially PDP and APC, some people refer to them as two sides, sixpence and half a shilling.
Yeah, like say a mistress.
Sixpence. So the basic principle of differentiation in communication does not exist, which is why it is easy for politicians to cross from one party to the other. Because technically, there's no difference. You can wake up in APC and sleep in PDP and vice versa.
And go back to bed.
And wake up the next morning.
Party. Time is not usually a friend here. So I need to create some time for you to call in. Our numbers are open 0700-993-993-993. And of course, you know the lines for the females, 01465-7190. Now, we're going to try to take as many reactions as we can. More so, I know some of you want to react to what happened yesterday. But let's keep the language nice and clean, okay? And don't let's waste time. Just give your name and shoot. We'll stick to the one-minute rule. And please call from a silent background. Move away from the crowd. Switch off your radio before you make that call. I'll take my first caller for the day. Good morning. Hello, good morning. Hello?
Hello, good morning, sir.
Morning.
Yes, sir. My name is Harold Mogaji, sir.
How did that happen? We lost him. That would have been
it. Oh, we lost his call. We didn't lose him.
Good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning. Who's calling?
Yeah, this is Pastor Ladipo.
Oh, morning, Pastor. How are you?
You see, from what we are discussing this morning, in 30 seconds, I just want to tell you something. One of the reasons why some of these politicians will not hire professional hands, even in their political gathering, the moment you make any comment, pointing out the truth to them, they sideline you. So they prefer them to get those people that will be praise singers. Even while they are falling into the ditch, they will keep telling them, Honorable, you are on top. Honorable, we are there. So it is not possible. Okay, look at what happened yesterday. It doesn't cost them anything to even get genuine people who will still, for the sake of their stomach, as Christians, be on that line.
Yeah.
But they choose to go that route because somebody felt that he's selling good ideas to them. And that is the kind of thing they want to listen to.
Okay, thank you.
So, thank you. God bless Nigeria.
Yes, I don't think... This is what I thought should have happened. And Yomi, I'd like to know whether my thinking is acceptable. I don't know necessarily right. That if I were to make decisions for the APC, I wouldn't even talk about the Muslim ticket at all because it's a given. So instead of raising the ante, because even if they were genuine bishops and whatever, it would still raise a lot of controversy and anxiety. I'd rather have used yesterday as an opportunity to sell the party.
Exactly.
So I would take my mind off. I won't even mention, maybe I mention it in passing, you know?
What it is that, what is the fear of this Muslim ticket? Mm. I would have taken the opportunity to address it frontally. You know, what is the fear? Why are we... why people
without the necessary drama of having
this is deception. if again, with all due respect, that it is true,
yes,
it is deception. It means that there's something you need to hide. Otherwise, if you believe in the veracity of your decision, you ought to be able to stand by it and say, even if you don't agree with me at this time, you are going to see blah, blah, blah. And these are the issues.
Would you be using the words their spokesperson said that he hopes people will come back to their senses?
Again, that is derogatory.
Yeah.
That is insulting.
Yes.
It seemed to what we're saying that it doesn't engender trust. Remember where we started from? We said that the key thing in any communication effort is to build trust, is to be transparent, and is to be truthful. So because you don't agree with me doesn't make me your enemy or I should be able to win you over with my argument.
I wonder if you are in the social media, like on Facebook, Twitter, and sometimes see the arguments that do come on from all the politicians, not necessarily all of them, is always like, oh, you hate a candidate.
That's right.
Now, some of these people are paid. They call them influencers.
Mm-hmm.
Tony Khan calls them influencers.
Yeah.
Influencers. But even in getting people to be influencers, quote unquote, you don't think there should be a minimum standard as to the person's intellect?
I think in those cases, what they believe is that the end justifies the means.
I see.
So if I'm an influencer now, I have 2 million followers. It is assumed that those 2 million followers obey me.
Yes.
With due respect.
Yes.
I'm not saying obedient. But,
obedient.
You know,
yeah.
Or let me say they're obedient to me. You know.
You've said it.
Apologies
for no pun intended.
No pun intended. You understand? So if somebody has 2 million followers, the thinking is that they're obedient to you. And that has become one of the reasons why people are in certain positions. Not just influencers, but even attaining political positions. Because somebody looks at them and says, oh, guess what? This person's got a large followership, and therefore the person may win the election. And perhaps you have an idea of where I'm going already. You understand? It's not necessarily so.
Yeah.
Because I can trust a brand in one category, I may not trust it in the other category. So let me give you a simple example. If Mercedes-Benz...
Oh, here you go. Again.
Sorry, I'm just using, please. I don't know.
Just say a car company.
A car company. Okay. Now starts producing bottled water. It doesn't necessarily mean that I'm going to trust. They have to do something to help me to manage that transition from seeing them as a reliable automobile to a reliable water company.
Water company.
So a lot of people, when they're engaging influencers, they don't even know who. So somebody is a major influencer when it comes to maybe cooking.
Or music. Yeah, that's more common, yeah.
And then you think the person can influence politics. Not necessarily so. I'm not saying it cannot be, but there has to be a transition. So a company that is producing vehicles and then starts producing sunglasses must be able to communicate that transition.
Okay. So in the political terrain, do you think they have a role to play, and what should decide who could be used as an influencer?
I definitely feel that the influencers, because they've got followership.
Yes.
They've got a following, let me use that word.
That are obedient. Yes,
that are quote-unquote obedient to them. But what it is that you must look at the category. So what I find out, even with most of our clients, they use the influencers blanket. So
yeah,
you have a certain... So you have a followership. There are people who swear by you. Yeah, you are. You actually are. You are. The only thing is that maybe you are not leveraging on it. You are an influencer.
I don't want to.
Even coming here, I was reading messages. People are saying, oh, I'm looking forward to you and Uncle Jimmy. You have a followership. Now, you haven't converted your... I think maybe we'll speak after the program.
No, I don't want
Let
to.
Me be your... You haven't converted your followership into commercial advantage.
Advantage,
you
yes.
haven't leveraged it. So we have a client that... We have clients that will say that, you must include this person. even though what the person, the influencer, is talking about has nothing to do with the product category of the client, but I don't want to mention names, but this person must be in my campaign.
Let's say Shebu Agbede, and Fabian like you.
Please call the person who is a commercial person.
No, Shebu Agbede.
You've just promoted Shebu Agbede.
No, it's because I know he's listening. Yeah, don't fall off his chair.
Yes. And so, okay. So that's what we're saying. Yeah.
I understand now. Let's pick this call. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Morning, Chris. How are
Chief,
you?
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, Uncle Jimmy, Chief.
Oh, my God.
Did he just lose his call?
Yes, my two.
Does he have anything to do with me?
Maybe. I think they look like anybody wearing the bow tie. Hello.
Hello, good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning.
Yes, sir. With what I'm hearing, what we are hearing on the radio now, it seems as if the politicians are not serious. I'm sorry to say this, because they are not taking decisions that to promote for development in the life of the people. They are always listening to what they want to, what will suit their ego, what will suit their intentions and their selfishness. And even their bookclickers, their praise singers, their foot soldiers are not helping issues. But for God's sake, for crying out, they have been paid for doing what they are doing. And they are not doing it right.
Okay, thank you.
Wow.
Thank you, Novex. Okay, we can just take two more because time has virtually run out.
Hello, good morning.
Morning, sir. Who's calling?
This is Owolafe.
My name is Owolafe. How are you?
Yeah, I really appreciate this man. What the way he analyzed the brand. You understand? Each of the brands need to promote, and everybody have their own brand. In case of these politicians, the politicians are the ones who cause us about the religion. Because if it is not the religion, if it's not the politician, where are we still talking about whether Muslim or Christian? They are the ones who promote it. That is why it is like this. And from yesterday, I really appreciate the way the people have produced this vibe of APC. The man come out yesterday and he told us how he's going to the shopping complex.
Okay, thank you very much, sir. We'll take another. This will be our last caller, I think we'll take. Hello, good morning. Hello, morning.
Uncle Jimmy.
Yes, sir.
Good morning, sir.
Yes, sir.
Hello, Jimmy. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, sir. But okay. See, your background, I have to truncate
my
call.
Quickly, my tape is...
When you call, I've said, please call from a quiet background. Either you were sitting in front of a fan or you are on top of a bike, but there was so much background noise, we can just take one last call, then I have to leave here. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, Uncle Jimmy, my line dropped.
Yes, morning.
Like I was saying, Chief, open up. Hello?
Yes, go on.
I say you are an influencer, like Chief said. You know, people accuse you now. Oh, you made us to vote for this person. You remember?
Yes, I know.
Yeah, they always say it to you now. You remember?
Yes.
And the president, some years back, this presidential candidate was celebrating birthday. I heard when the president said, this man is a political strategist. So this is one of the strategists. Like our chief is saying, my people see their boy as Harufu. If you have two items, they ask you to choose one, right? So there's difference between PDP and APC. Thank you.
All right. Okay, we have to stop, Yomi. So we need to extract a promise that you'll be back.
Anytime you call me, I'm as my senior in the movie.
Yes, I was listening. 3 days. 3 days is not enough.
Yeah, and I wasn't there. I wasn't there.
Yomi, 3 days. Okay, my regards to Suki.
I'm sure he's listening in at the moment.
That's where we'll end it for today. Yomi Bade Oje Okusanya will be back pretty soon, I hope. Are we going to see you on the political terrain? Is there any likely?
Well, Namaketa they sell now.
Namaketa, so they call me. That's where we'll end it for today. Tomorrow we are going to have Angela Ajetumobi, a famous political analyst, who's going to put all these things together. And on Saturday, We are going to have the common man. We are going to have four people, four from the masses, sit down here, have a discussion with them. You don't want to miss that one. Because guess what? Those are the real voters, really.
That's right.
A lot of
That's
people right. vote with Twitter. Mm. You vote with this thing. You'll be doing analysis.
Facebook.
And so on and so, Facebook and everything. But these are the people. So I'm bringing in four people. Philip, I hope you are ready. I hope you are ready. Do you have them ready? How many women do you have? Just one and three men. That's not a good balance. Make it 2-2, I beg. I take God, beg you. Also, make. I hope you have somebody from the north and someone from the south. Ask for their religion, please. What else do we need to ask?
And make if they are priests, make sure they are the real priests.
If they are priests, did you hear that? Can you please ask for their marriage certificate?
Yes, ask for their ordination certificate.
But the truth is, very quickly, Yomi, just whether we like it or not, there must be balancing. The whole world is sensitive.
Yeah, I do agree with you.
The whole world is sensitive, you know, about skin color, about this and that. I thank you. Thank you very much, Young Manager. And Feta, thank you very much for this. Your hairstyle says, Nawa. We would have brought you in with the masses, but this one don't pass my mind.
These are the Martians.
I'll see you all tomorrow at 9, so you take care of yourselves. Bye. Oh, you have this.
Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info.